Crop Progress back on schedule. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. After a sluggish start to corn planting, many Tennessee farmers have finished up their planting this spring.
There for a while, it looked like it was going to rain. Just every few days it was raining and didn't think we was ever going to get. You know, the skies parted and the sun and the wind came out, and we was able to cover a lot of ground in a relatively short amount of time and caught back up.
Dyer County Shane Birchfield, like many farmers across the state, were beginning to get some concern that this spring was going to be somewhat like last year. But as he said, over the past couple of weeks, a lot of seeds have gone in the ground, and now the attention goes to cotton and soybeans, which a lot of progress has been made on those as well.
Corn planted, all our cotton planted, and we've got a good jump start on our soybean planting, and I'm about another day or so of bean planting away to catching up to my wheat, and then I'll be caught up on it until, you know, we harvest the wheat and double crop the beans behind it.
Now, according to the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service, Tennessee farmers have planted nearly 90% of their corn crop this spring. That's about 25% more than at this time last year, when, you'll remember, it stayed wet for quite some time. Now, cotton planted is up to about 30%, and soybeans about 15%. Scott Wisner row crops with his family in Obion County.
We finished planting corn last week. We no-tilled the biggest majority of our corn, so that helped with that as well. And everything that's up looks good, and we'll start planting beans as soon as the weather permits this week.
Wisner says they planted about 1,000 acres of corn and hope to have that much as well in soybeans. But so far, for our state's farmers, another good start to the crop season.
There's a motivation to be as efficient as you can be and get as much done in the windows of time that you have to get them done. So I think we kind of thrive on that a little bit.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.